Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
I've had a partner in broadcasting for 25 years, and I can't go by without introducing Mr. Ted Leitner, one of the best broadcasters you've never heard. He's great.
Coburn on the curveball. Caminiti. Big-time play. Throws from his belly. Oh! My goodness, what a play. Every time he does another one, we thought he's made his all-time best, and unbelievable.
One of his most memorable calls happened in Game 1 of the 1998 World Series.
Deep right field, that's fair, it's gone, and it is going and gone. Home run, Anthony Keith Quinn, 4-2 Padres.
You kept the faith, you supported the Padres in the city, and here we are today as a result. Thank you!
They've done it again, boys and girls. Padre fans are going bananas. They've done it again.
This game is tied. Down from the dead, my Padres. They were 5-0.
There's the team photo. Be proud. Be happy.
Damn, about to get choked up in here this morning.
Ben and Woods back with you. And joining us, and we celebrate really what has been a remarkable broadcasting career that will now result in his induction into the San Diego Padres Hall of Fame later this summer. We're joined on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline by the one and only Uncle Teddy, Ted Leitner, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Ted, I saw the news. I was so happy for you. Congratulations, man. You deserve it. That's all I can say.
I appreciate it, guys. I really do. And The comment in that montage there, audio montage, of Jerry Coleman at Cooperstown, when he first started talking, I didn't recognize the voice. But then, of course, I recognized the voice. One of my great backdoor compliments of all time, the best broadcaster you've never heard.
It's got to be, you know, Teddy, it's one of those things. You're so much a part of the fabric of the San Diego Padres and the city of San Diego. And it's one of those things. I always have to laugh a little bit when they always show the clip of Tony Gwynn getting the call from the Hall of Fame, right? And he's so emotional. But he knows he's a first ballot guy. When you get that call, I know it's probably a bit of a foregone conclusion, but it still feels phenomenal. Walk us through, kind of when you got the call, the text, how did it work out when they told you were going to be a Padres Hall of Famer?
It was a phone call. It was a phone call, and I appreciated that he did that. In this day and age, you know, it wasn't a text, and it wasn't an email.
DM.
that kind of thing. They always talked about Phil Collins when he broke up with his wife. He sent her an email. True story. And this was Peter Seidler who called me last week, the Padre owner, and wanted to tell me that I was going in the Hall of Fame, and I appreciated that. from Peter, I appreciate the organization, you know, doing this for me, and they don't have to do that. And to answer your question in terms of foregone conclusions, I don't think there's ever a foregone conclusion, because a few years ago, Kevin Acey in the UT wrote a story saying, in his mind, why isn't Ted Leidner in the Hall of Fame already?
Yeah.
And I said to Kevin that, you know, truthfully, and I'm not just, you know, being Mr. Humble here, because I'm not known as Mr. Humble, is that, you know, the only broadcaster in there is Jerry Coleman. And if that's the index of what you have to be in terms of popularity with the Padre fans and service the organization, then I don't measure up to that. I've never been as popular as Jerry. I never will be. Nobody in any sport, in each of the individual sports, even when we had, you know, football here, that pro football, I mean, that no one has had that popularity of Jerry. So if that's the index, I don't measure up to that. And if that was the reason I wasn't in, I'm fine with that. Fine with was doing the games and loving every second of it since 1980, you know, when Jerry became the manager and that got me the job in the first place. So I never was a foregone conclusion for me. And quite frankly, unless somebody brought it up, I did not think about it. And that's absolutely the honest truth.
Ted, growing up as a Yankees fan, baseball fan in New York, working there at the games, and then going off to school, and I'll test your memory here. I know that's a rude thing to do, but where were you in 1969? Still at Oklahoma State? I mean, when the Padres came into existence in the National League, if someone had told you back then, by the way, one day you're going to end up in the Hall of Fame of this this upstart New California team, I what would your reaction have been?
In 1969... that date's always in my mind because that's the date of my first marriage.
Ah.
True. Absolutely true.
Till death do us part, true. Right, Ted? Till death do us part.
How can I ever forget that marvelous moment? And that was when I was in Oklahoma still. And that's the truth. That's the absolute truth. And the, I mean, the idea, let alone of a new franchise that began that, you know, with Montreal at that time. And the same thing with then going to San Diego in 1978. And I hear the Padre game and I say, I recognize that voice. Who the heck is that? Because I first got there and turned it on. And it turned out to be Jerry Coleman, who I had watched on Channel 11 in New York,
yep,
playing second base for the Yankees as a kid up until he retired in 1957 when I was 10. And to have that as a, my gosh, Jerry Coleman, because he had started also when he retired broadcasting with Joe Garagiola and, yep, Red Barber with the Yankees. And so the idea that I had 35 years alongside that guy who played, you know, against and with the greatest of all time in baseball in the so-called golden age of baseball, which quite frankly was not the 50s, it's now. But all of these things that have happened to me, it's just every bit of it is a pinch yourself kind of a thing and think, I'm with Jerry Coleman, this is my best friend, and we have all this fun together, and he's introducing me to all these great players as we travel. It was like a traveling Hall of Fame exhibit to be with him and meet these guys. The entire thing has been absolutely beyond belief.
That's what a phenomenal, phenomenal perspective from the great Ted Leitner, who joins us now on Penn and Woods. And Ben feels the same way about me, Ted, so I'm sure he can relate a little bit every day. You brought up the golden age of baseball, and you know, you said, look, it's now. I mean, you got players doing remarkable things, accomplishments on the field. When you watch this Padres team this season, and you see how they've played, you see their record, and really don't even feel, at least for me, I don't feel like they've played their best baseball yet, but they're finding a way to win games, you know, and it's been pretty fun and remarkable to watch.
It has been, and when Peter called me and told me about the Hall of Fame, we spent the next 10 minutes talking about the ball club. And there's no question, because he knows I was here during all those other years when they were very good, starting with the 84 club. And I told him, Peter, that you get Clevenger back, you know, healthy and giving health to everybody, which is hard to do because sometimes things don't work out that way. But with Snell and Clevenger and Darvish, and you've added Manaea to this, I mean, it's just by far, to me, the best rotation in Padre history. And it was terrific in 98 with Kevin Brown and Andy Ashby and Joey Hamilton, and 06 and 07 when they got to the playoffs then with Chris Young and Greg Maddux and the Jake Peavy. I mean, that was the only thing I think closest to this rotation. So I'll answer the last of the question. But I was on with MLB Network, Radio Network, and Brad Lidge, who was a former reliever, as you know, for the Astros and Phillies, and I got to know him a little bit. And he asked me, Ted, you went through so many bad years, and now you knew you had the number one minor league group in all of baseball, and the signing of Machado and the acquisition of Tatis. Why would you walk away from it now? And I said to him, Brad, there's a good reason for that. I'm really, really stupid.
Well, it's different. You get to watch like a fan now, right? Just yelling
That's exactly
at the TV.
Right, because I watch as a fan, and I'm looking to see when Darvish's next start and when Snell coming back, how's his rehab. And so I'm following it like I was still broadcasting the game, because to see these all healthy, and you come in with a 3- or 4-game series against that pitching, I tell you what, Tatis always said, you know, we can win the big cake, and just a little bit more hitting, and I don't think they're going to be this at this level of hitting and this sporadic. I think they'll be fine. Hopefully, but man, oh man, when you have pitching like that, you can win the big cake.
Ted, I have to ask you, I know you have a couple of months to think about it, but how does one go about putting together a Hall of Fame induction speech, knowing that you'll kind of be on the clock, and you know, you've never had an inability to come up with the words, Teddy. But there'll be a game that I assume they're going to want to get to the first pitch. Hopefully Max Scherzer isn't starting that game, or he'll just kick you right off the mound. But how does one go about, you know, trying to thank everyone but not turn it into, you know, you still want to be entertaining?
Yeah, like an Oscar speech,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, you got to think about this.
I don't want it to be as boring as an Oscar speech.
Thank you.
And although when I was on Channel 8 and I was quite critical of the club back then, even when I was doing the play-by-play, I'll put it this way. I'm glad that Will Smith didn't play for the Padres. Some of these guys may hold it against me, and I can't believe you said that in terms of time, because in the latter part of our conversation when Peter Seidler and I were talking about the players, we ended with, and Peter said, hey, look, one caveat, do me a favor, keep your speech under 75 minutes. And I can, you know, I can barely say hello in 75 minutes, but to answer your question, where does it come from? In bed. I know that sounds like a strange answer, but it's true. I will do this for banquets or whatever, and I've got a couple of them coming up this week with the ALS Foundation and with the Marine Corps, and I'll lay in bed, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping, and I'll bounce things off my mind, and I never would do something, you know, a month and a half in advance, but the July 7th, I'm thinking about it now. In this case, to make sure that the people that I should mention, I do mention. The people that should be invited, I do invite. I don't want to come in later and say, oh, I forgot so-and-so. So that kind of thing is so, this is the biggest honor of my professional life. So to answer your question, I've already started thinking about what I should say. And I hope I don't, you know, it's the it's Alan Shepard on the first launch when he said the NASA control. And I heard him saying, please, God, don't let me screw this up.
Same thing.
I cleaned that up very well, I thought. But that's what I'll be thinking that particular day.
You know, last thing, Teddy, if you weren't going into the Hall of Fame, you'd probably be the one introducing your fellow Hall of Fame inductee Larry Lucchino on the field. And just some thoughts on, you know, Larry's importance, not just to the Padres organization, but really the entire city of San Diego with what he was able to get done.
There is no question. I've been asked that before in the last couple of days. No one, no single individual had more impact on the Padres in terms of, you remember back then, the contraction lists. And this list had Montreal and Florida, the Marlins, and the longer contraction list confirmed by Bud Selig, where the Padres were on that contraction list, as in fold them up, get rid of them. No one had more impact on keeping the Padres, except Ray Kroc when he bought the club in the early 70s, when they were literally packing up to go to Washington. And the only other person would be Lucchino in his impact on the city, the Padres, and building that ballpark. Without Larry, who, you know, thought up the retro ballpark when he was with Baltimore, he built the first one, and he came here to build one. And there's no way we'll be standing in Petco Park for that ceremony and playing baseball when the boys are back in town without Larry Lucchino. It's an honor to be in the Hall of Fame. It's an honor to go in with Larry, whose famous words to me were, Ted, when he first got here, you're like anchovies. You're an acquired taste on the air. So, that's the guy who was my personal Don Rickles, by the way. He was always flipping needle in. You could never get a big head around Larry in terms of thinking you were hot stuff and your ego. And he is an executive dynamo, the likes of which you won't see too many in any industry, let alone baseball. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. I already talked to him on the phone and looking forward to seeing him on the 7th.
Well, congratulations, Uncle Teddy. It is it's such a great honor, and thank you so much for giving us a few minutes this morning, and we look forward to this July and the induction ceremony.
I look forward to it, too, and I appreciate it, guys. I really, really do.
Ted Leitner, Padres Hall of Fame inductee this summer here with Ben and Woods on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Fan hotline, save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I will say this, and it's not as a knock. I'm a huge fan of Uncle Teddy. He had to, you know, every time management changed with the Padres over the years, he was with the Padres for decades. You know, new vice president, new owner, whatever. I'm sure there were some nervous moments. He's not,
absolutely.
You know, he's, as he said, he's kind of an acquired taste.
He is.
He's not the most traditional of broadcasters. And, yeah, one guy who goes, I can't stand this, you know, Ted Leitner guy. You know, he could have been gone. It's not the most secure position over the years. And to stick around and do what he did and craft a Hall of Fame career for the San Diego Padres on the microphone is truly remarkable given how candid and, you know, freewheeling he was on the microphone. And that's good for fans. That's good for us as listeners to have someone who doesn't always sugarcoat everything, who, you know, speaks his mind from time to time. You get kind of bored with someone who's, hey, they're in last place, but what a beautiful day here at the ballpark. Again, every single day, you'd get tired of that. And Teddy somehow kept it real without burning every single bridge.
Yeah, it took me about 6 months to get on board with the Ted Leitner train because I listened all the time. And I'll tell you, man, once I got on board, I never got off. He's truly, truly a legend, getting a chance to spend some time with him at spring training a little bit. You could listen to him tell stories for forever. Just one of the great storytellers in baseball, and it's such a well-deserved honor for the great Uncle Teddy. So happy that we were able to get him on today.
All right, we'll come back. I don't know if it's too early to do a standings check, but it's certainly we're kind of getting now close to the quarter pole of the Major League Baseball season. I mean, it's more significant than it was a couple of weeks ago, and your Padres are in a heck of a race already in the National League West. Get to that and some of the rest of the news from Major League Baseball yesterday. Ben and Woods, stick around. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks again to Ted Leitner, Padres Hall of Fame inductee this summer, along with Larry Lucchino. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal appearance.
Ted's visits
are always great. If you missed it, of course, you can rewind on the Odyssey app or follow our social media feeds, at Ben and Woods on Twitter. We always put that stuff up for you later, but that was really fun conversation with Uncle Teddy. Quick congratulations in order for a couple of local teams on the diamond. Woodsy, SDSU softball team's going to the NCAA tournament, Tempe Regional, going to face LSU in their opening game on Friday. And Point Loma, PLNU, is the number one seed in the Division II college baseball NCAA tournament. Get to host at, have you been to their stadium before? Carroll B. Land Stadium. Voted
Point Loma Nazarene?
One of the most picturesque ballparks in all of America, with an outfield that just looks out onto the Pacific Ocean there in left field.
Got to play a championship adult league game there one time, and we won it. It was amazing.
You're never going to accidentally drive by it. You know, it's Point Loma. It's out there.
Yep.
You kind of, but if you've ever been out there, and we did a feature last night, Steve Smith did one for our Sports Extra show. It's an amazing field.
I've
been there a couple of times. It's gorgeous out there, and they got a team to go with it. Going to be the number one seed and a chance to get back to the College World Series on the Division II level for the Sea Lions, as they'll open up, I believe, on Thursday, their first game in the Division II tournament. So if you ever wanted an excuse to head out to PLNU and check out their baseball stadium, you'll have one this week for the NCAA tournament coming to town on
beautiful.
The D2 level.
Beautiful, beautiful place.
And you won't be seeing the SDSU team in the College World Series. They're not even making the Mountain West tournament this year
that
they're hosting. It's been a tough season for Mark Martinez's team. All right, speaking of the standings, I want to just get a quick look at now where the Padres stand as we kind of almost get to the quarter point of this season. We'll do that right now because we don't have to check traffic.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, things are starting to shake out. Remember, you know, Rockies kind of got off to a hot start, and the NL West remains the only division in all of baseball where every team is at 500 or better. Rockies are 17-17. The Diamondbacks, and you just blew my mind here, the Diamondbacks are 18-17. Huge surprise. And they're doing it without getting great work from Mark Melancon, who they signed from the Padres, of course, to be their closer.
Former Padres closer Mark Melancon, the Shark, has had a really, really rough go, Benjamin, since he got there. I think it was yesterday or the day before, took his fifth loss of the season.
I mean, how does that team have a winning record when obviously they've lost a ton of games out of their bullpen, five of them by one guy?
Yes, dude. And his fastball, the velocity's down. He didn't throw really
that hard.
No. Average about 92, but it's down to 90. Massively hittable. Guys are teeing off on him. He has had a rough go.
Meanwhile, Taylor Rogers looking almost untouchable in most of his appearances for the Padres. So consider that an actual big upgrade, even though Melancon was an all-star last year.
He was.
Not trying to knock his contributions with the Padres, but that seems like a wise decision to move on there.
So the guy took his fifth loss on Saturday. Ben, he had 30 losses in his 13 seasons. So and a sixth.
In just less than one quarter of one season.
That's exactly right, man. So he is he's had a rough go. He was on the COVID list for a while, came back. Like I said, velo's down. Now they're paying him about $7 million a year, but he's kind of moving himself into mop up duty at this point. Ian Kennedy is still there as well. He's got five holds for the team right now, but that's five that got away from Melancon alone.
The Giants at 20-14 in third place, a game and a half back, and while they've lost two in a row, and Carlos Rodon had maybe been the best starter in baseball until yesterday when he got roughed up by the St. Louis Cardinals. To me, it feels like the Giants, though, are for real again. You look at 20-14, there's nothing that goes, oh, there's no way that's sustainable for the San Francisco Giants. Looks to me like they're going to remain a team that, you know, battles with the Padres and Dodgers throughout this season.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're the top three teams in the division, the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Giants, all have obviously a plus run differential. The Giants Dodgers being the biggest, plus 70. Padres are at plus 16, and the Giants are at plus 33.
Right.
So they're scoring more. They're giving up fewer than the Padres. But just have you know, lost some weird games. But yeah, man, 20-14, I'd say they're for real.
Padres at 22-13, and you brought up that run differential, and I don't think that the Padres are doing this with smoke and mirrors.
No, I mean, I feel like it sometimes, but
at +16, it's not. I mean, for instance, the Philadelphia Phillies, who the Padres will play the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, have a +18 run differential, and they're a game under 500 at 17-18. So the Padres certainly haven't dominated the competition. Their record is probably better, and it is better than you'd expect for a team with a +16 run differential. Now, they had a couple of games where they kind of got clobbered, but they've done well. Mostly, you know, they've won some of the close ones. They've lost some close ones, too. It's weird. You look at where they are, and it feels about right. I mean, we do our jaws of defeat factor.
Yep.
And it's not like the Padres are 6-0 in those games,
right,
where they pulled them all out. No, they've lost some that we thought they absolutely had and should have won. So it doesn't feel like their record is illegitimate. Yet if you looked at run differential, you'd say they probably should be behind the Giants at this point. And then there's the Dodgers, who lost 3-4 to the Phillies over the weekend, but remain percentage points ahead of the Padres at 21-12 with a National League best and Major League best +70 run differential this season.
Yep, they're they've had a rough go lately. The Dodgers, they lost 2-3 to the Pirates, lost 3-4 to the Phillies. Got some guys banged up. Kershaw, Haney, I think are going to be throwing some bullpens this week, try to get those guys back, but I'm not going to lie and tell you it's not fun to watch them struggle a little bit.
Yet they're still
in first place.
And you still feel as though, I don't feel like we've seen the Dodgers at their best yet.
Nope.
I mean, you know, maybe some of these guys don't get going. You know, maybe Justin Turner is not Justin Turner anymore.
Max Muncy, that
would be great if you're a Padres fan, if that is true. But it feels like they still have a couple of good runs left in them at some point this season. Glad that the Padres are sticking with them early, though, and at least keeping pace early in the season. So that's your standings check through what? Padres have played 35 games, so that's a little more than a fifth of the way through the season. Not quite a quarter of the way through the season.
Did we figure out exactly where the Padres are in our jaws of defeat?
I think we decided they're now down one.
So they're minus?
Minus one.
Minus one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole weekend series, it was hard to quantify all three games. You could say that both teams felt like they could have won all three games, at least at a certain point. Each team had a late lead in the games they lost, and each team came from behind in the games they won. So since the Padres took two out of three, I think we just call that a plus one.
Yeah, take that.
For the weekend, and they had been minus two going into the week, so now they're just minus one in those games.
Okay.
So they're starting to even it out, man. As you kind of would expect as the season goes on. All right, we'll come back, bottom of the hour. Let's open up some phone lines. We've had a number of topics that we brought up. Get your thoughts, for instance, on what to do about Ha-Sung Kim and Fernando Tatis Jr. when he comes back, looking ahead. Jake Cronenworth, does he figure into any position switch in the future? 833-288-0973. Take your calls coming up with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
College football headline caught my eye over the weekend, Woods. The Oklahoma Sooners, you know, still recruiting even though they lost their head coach, have brought in a new quarterback transfer, JC quarterback General Booty is his name. General Booty going to the Oklahoma Sooners. You know, he's got a pedigree. His uncle is John, one of them
John
is John
David,
David
Booty,
former USC quarterback, and then his other uncle is Josh Booty, who played at LSU and Major League Baseball player.
I remember all of those booties because I never for booty, ever.
General?
His name is booty. General Booty. I mean, his
booty,
parents.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
His dad just snickering. Like, I got you, kid. Who does bits like that with their kids?
Oh, poor kid.
General Booty.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
I like the marching troops.
Yeah, General.
General Booty.
General Booty.
Now an Oklahoma Sooners quarterback.
What a name.
What a name.
Like, Mike, you could have gone Mike, Tom Booty. Still going to catch some grief at school.
Yeah.
But General Booty?
That's your last name. People know, ultimately. You can't really do
can't
much
really do
about,
anything about
that.
It.
It's General Booty, though.
General Booty.
I mean, you know, in the tradition of, you know, like Major Applewhite, I guess.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks in the Big 12 with military-sounding first
Major,
names.
Major, General, yes. Has there ever been a Colonel?
Budget.
Colonel Budget. Starting quarterback for Benin Woods.
General Booty.
General Booty.
General Booty.
Yeah. What do you like? It's General Booty. Really, not specific. Nah, it's General. General Booty. General Booty guy. You a boot guy? No. Booty. Just General Booty.
General Booty.
Yeah. What I'm into.
All right. Phone lines are open. 833-288-0973. Talking about the Padres weekend series in Atlanta. Taking 2 out of 3. We winning the season series as well. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. I don't know why. I did feel like yesterday's game had a little extra significance, knowing it wasn't just the weekend series, but the Padres and Braves had split their first 6 games. Padres went 2-2 in the early season, the opening home series at Petco Park. And then split the 2 games on Friday and Saturday. So ultimately, it's 1 out of 162. But you know, if you want to get you know to where you want to go in the playoffs, there's going to be a game somewhere down the line. Whether it's in a short playoff series, you're tied 2-2 in the best of 5, kind of have to win one of those that pivot that go either way. And I like how the Padres have been able to pull out. You know, they haven't won every series, but they have won a preponderance of them, and they seem to be playing good baseball, you know, at least two out of three times this season.
Yeah, and again, you said it earlier, you know, you don't look at it as smoke and mirrors. I don't really either, but what I am seeing a lot of this team is they're taking advantage of the other team's mistakes. Yesterday, a prime example of that, you know, William Contreras throws it down to Olsen, ticks off his glove, great hustle from Profar, ends up scoring, I think, from second base on that, and it was great. I mean, and then that kind of, you know, you get a little bit of the, oh, okay, there's one. We were able to steal one. They're taking advantage of other teams' kind of bonehead plays.
Opportunistic.
Yeah, very opportunistic team. You heard Ryan Christensen
very good.
Say after the game, the foot is down. You know, they're all focused. Like, they're focused. They want to win. There is a different vibe. There was a moment yesterday. Did you guys see this moment? Chris Mat's on the mound, right? In a heart racing situation. Like, he's out there trying to keep the Padres right where it is. Don't let up any runs. Did you see our starting rotation? Like, heckling him and cheering him on from the side? They kept flat. And I'm like, this is a nail-biting moment at home. And I'm like, I'm chomping on my nails. Our guys, Manaea, Snell, all those guys are, oh, when he hit like 93 on the gun, they're all pointing at the gun, like raising their hands, cheering. This is a different vibe, this team. And I know we've gotten in trouble saying that in the past, but I really honestly believe it this time. I do. They're finding a way to win games, Ben, that traditionally they would have lost. Yesterday, I will admit fully, when we got down three runs, I went, oh boy, the way that guy was pitching, Kyle Wright, the way he was throwing, I was like, we got no chance. He was that, or was he Saturday?
No, it was yesterday.
No, it was yesterday, yeah. I was like, we got no chance. We did. Not only did we have a chance, we ended up winning handily. So, it's a different vibe. They're winning these ball games. They're taking advantage. It's all working together.
What do you think about the decision by, I assume, Bob Melvin now? And by the way, just an update. Everything went well. Test came back non-cancerous, and he is hoping to rejoin the Padres as soon as this Friday in San Francisco after they return from Philadelphia, maybe even for the end of this road trip. You assume that Bob Melvin is still making the decisions. Obviously, A.J. Preller is making roster decisions as well. But I think last week when the Padres signed Robinson Cano, we figured it would be at the expense of Sergio Alcantara's spot on the team. But instead, they sent Donelson Lamet back down to AAA to continue to work on, you know, whatever consistency issues that he's had early this season. Kept Alcantara now. Now you've got Blake Snell coming back this week, and he's going to get the start in the second game on Wednesday of this series. And with the extra off days, the off day last Thursday, the off day today, they're going to go a trip through the rotation with just five men and give a break to both Mackenzie Gore and Nick Martinez just once. And then it looks like they're going to go back to the six-man rotation, which we heard was not something they wanted to do, but they have a stretch. What did I read? It was like 40 games in 42 days,
yeah,
or something.
About to get nasty,
something,
dude.
Pretty large, where you're not going to have a bunch of extra off days, where it would push, it would make it a week between starts, even with a six man. So you'll still get those guys going a couple of times a week with a six man rotation for the next month and a half or so.
Well, it's going to be interesting too to see how these guys are deployed, right, by the interim skipper and Bob when he gets back. Where do you bring in a Mackenzie Gore? Where do you bring in a Nick Martinez? Does Nabil Chrismet, has he earned the right to throw in a little bit more high leverage? He certainly had no problem with it yesterday, seemingly a guy that really doesn't care when he gets the ball, as long as he gets the ball. And he has risen to the occasion so many times that you're almost embarrassed when you doubt Nabil Chrismet. Because typically when he first burst on the scene, it was literally like, oh, crap. I mean, there's probably, you can go dig up tweets of mine, guaranteed, where I'm like, all right, get Chrismet up. We're down seven, right? I mean, and he has really solidified a different kind of role.
That changeup is an out pitch.
It is an out pitch. It is dirty, and it makes that 93 look like 103. Throws it 3-1, throws it 3-2, doesn't care, wants the ball. Bro. I am a big proponent also, though. I feel sometimes in baseball, when it's like, hey, he's really, like, he has his role is pretty defined, and he's really good at it. Do we want to mess with that?
Yeah, I know it's a little sacrilegious, but you know what other Padres pitcher threw about 93, but his changeup made it look a lot tougher?
Right.
Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and obviously Nabil Chrismat isn't Trevor, but I love his attitude. He pitches out there with a smile. He's a gamer, though. He wants to win.
Oh, he gets fired up, too,
and
though.
His ERA is now, what, like 1.4 or something like that?
Ridiculous.
It's but so you ask the question, though. Normally, when a pitcher gets bumped from the starting rotation, it's because they're not pitching that well. Someone else is coming and taking their spot. And if they're not sent down to the minors, then you're probably going for long relief and you're a mop-up guy. You know, you come in, your team's down six, and you need someone to eat like three innings, and you're stretched out. That's not the case with either Mackenzie Gort nor Nick Martinez. Neither are losing their spot in the rotation because they haven't been good. And to simply relegate them to, you know, long relief mop-up is not putting your best players in the most high-leverage situations, correct?
Yes.
That's a waste to use Mackenzie Gore in a game where you're down six or up six. That's a waste.
I feel the same way.
So where do you use him, is the question.
It's going to be the most interesting part of the next few. I mean, obviously, there's big storylines. If you're a San Diego Padres fan, if you're listening to the show, I would imagine that you are. What does Blake Snell give you? You know, what does he give you? That's going to be one. I'll tell you, my wife and I were talking about it yesterday. We're both on pins and needles. You know why? Because we love Blake Snell. But I'm telling you, the amount of consternation I have about his start is making me sick to my stomach because I want it for him so badly, right? I do. And so many people are ready to throw in the towel on Blake Snell. I'm not. I'm riding with the guy. Paulie, I know you feel the same way. Ben, I know you feel the same way as well.
Padres lead the all of baseball, I believe, in innings from their starting pitching,
yes,
which is quite the turnabout from last year when you couldn't get, you know, 4.5 innings out of just about anybody.
Oh, it was just excruciating.
And the Padres' bullpen was overly taxed. Coming off the short season, I understood the theory. Didn't work out for the Padres in the long run. I do worry, though, that it's still a long season, and you've gotten a lot of innings from these starters. This might be the time now, with Mackenzie Gore and Nick Martinez at least temporary in the bullpen, to be a little more aggressive with the relief pitchers. Joe Musgrove's been great. If a guy's struggling and he's had three innings and he doesn't have his great stuff, you can say, hey, you know what? We got you today. We're going to put Mackenzie in for the next three or four innings. We don't need seven innings out of you this day. Take a little breather. If you're not there, and it doesn't mean that the Padres are down 6-0. If you make that decision fairly early, let's say
it's Yu Darvish, because he'll have that start.
It'll be Yu Darvish or Sean Manaea.
Yep.
You know, it's three innings. They've given up three runs, and it's a 3-2 game. But you can tell by the velocity, the command, it's not there. Normally, I think Bob Melvin's thought would be,
Grind it. This guy's
good. Yeah, he'll figure it out. Let's get some innings.
I like that.
But I do think right now it might be advantageous. Hey, we got a long season as well. We can take a day. You know what? Thanks for the three. You know, take a little extra rest. We'll get you this day. We'll bring in Mackenzie. We'll bring in Nick. They can give us four or five, get us to the eighth. We'll score some runs. We'll win this game. We have options instead, and that would be a high-leverage situation where you'd still bring them in. The game's not out of hand. It's still fairly early. It might be a 3-1 game, something like that, and you can get, you know, four innings, five innings out of those guys coming out of the bullpen. It's just a thought.
Otherwise, we
keep getting six and seven out of Musgrove, Manaea, Darvish, you know. Everybody, then is it just the Clevinger Snell days that you go to those guys because you're not expecting as much?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. And you do wonder how the effect is going to be on, you know, Clev coming off of two Tommy Johns. You're going to want to watch him. You're just going to want to watch him. And if he gives you four, great. You say, fantastic. We'll take what you give us.
And you're ready to bring in Mackenzie.
And Blake came up with an organization that valued, you know, give us five innings at most.
And you're ready to bring in Nick.
And you're ready to bring in Nick, whatever.
Lefty, righty.
But I do wonder how much the Bob Melvin effect is going to have on a guy like Blake Snell. I mean, does he feel more comfortable taking the ball that, hey, I'm going to be able to wiggle out of some trouble. I'm going to be given the opportunity to go out and get six, get seven. I'd love to see it. I really would. I hope that he's being pushed by the other starters on the ball club that say, hey, this is what we do now. We go six innings, period. Like, that's our job. And I don't want to mess with that. I don't. In a stretch of 40 games in 42 days, bro, it's going to take all hands on deck. You cannot look at it as a, hey, we've got these two extra arms. Let's be a little more careful. I don't think you changed it. I don't think you deviate from what's gotten
you
here.
That was the narrative last year.
Oh,
though.
I know
Blake
it
Snell
was.
Is coming over from the Rays. you know, take off the shackles, let him go.
And they never did.
Well, and I mean, Blake Snell never allowed them
30
to, for the most
first
part.
innings are rough. They're rough. It's not going to lend yourself to a nice long start. So I hope that the other guys are pushing him to, you know, use his fastball. It is an absolute weapon. And when he did that last year, when he stopped nibbling and getting cute, Benny, he was unhittable for a stretch. So let's get that Blake Snell back, and boy, we got some good problems.
833-288-0973.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Speaking of spicy, we got Dave on the line.
Dave, yes!
Always spicy. Good morning, Dave.
Dave's my favorite caller.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
You guys are putting too many wrenches in there.
Ben's overthinking it, I think.
Now, look, I'm glad you guys don't make the decisions. I'm glad
us too.
Bob and Ryan make the decisions. And I've never been a Blake Snell fan. And too many times last year, I was biting my nails when he was pitching. He came through a couple of times, good. But I've been done with him for a while.
Oh, come on. Get back on the horse.
I say shop him. But anyway, let's just leave things as they are for now. And I'm not down with putting Martinez or Gore in the bullpen. Don't do that. That's a thing where you do the don't do that thing.
Don't do this.
Well, anyway. Oh my God, that was good yesterday.
It was good.
Epic. And the Bill Chrismat. Yeah. I mean, how about that throw to third? Ooh, yeah. Got him. Oh, that was good. That was good. That was so good. But without the Bill Chrismat, we don't win that game. I'm telling you. Do you think that Tim Hill has been fighting that shoulder deal? And that's why he hasn't been so effective? Do you think that?
Well, he's on the injured list now, so I'd assume that was the case with Tim Hill.
Paulie and I saw him on the field last week throwing kind of lightly. I think Tim Hill, knowing just very little about him, I think we've only interviewed him once. Tim Hill's not a guy that says, "Hey, Skip, my arm's tired. I can't go today." Tim is going to tell you he can go even when he probably can't.
You know, in his roundabout way, Dave does make a good point that a healthy Tim Hill pitching like, you know, we've seen him pitch, is something the Padres really need right now. Just a little bit of more stability in that, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th inning range that they were kind of counting on from Tim Hill this season. Weren't able to get it, and you think it probably was largely due to health.
Well, about an hour ago, I said to Paulie and Ben, I said, man, you know, we've had a great show to this point. I said, the only thing that's going to make today's show better is Dave calling in, and Dave absolutely delivered. Now, he's not a Blake Snell fan, and that's his right to not be. I support and love Blake Snell, and it's not because I'm on the flagship and he's a good interview. I believe in him. I've seen him
dominate. He was a tough watch at times last year.
Absolutely. But you know what, Ben?
Who was?
So many guys were a tough watch.
True.
Now, Janine says hang up on Dave, please. I love Dave. I can listen
call
to Dave
every day.
Please call in every day. Oh, he gets so animated.
He does.
Yeah, Paulie,
I mean,
sure
there's some
gonna
run-on sentences.
Yeah, it's
there's
fine.
Some kind of inappropriate laughter interspersed in the call, but I think it makes it entertaining. You can follow the San Diego Padres at home and on the go with the Odyssey app. Listen to pregame coverage, in-market play-by-play Padres podcasts, and more. Download the Odyssey app today to get started. You're going to get a Rindle report when we come back to kick off our final hour, 9 a.m. Kind of a spicy tweet from Drew Brees yesterday. And something about the Kool-Aid Man as well.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh God, this is amazing.
Next on Ben and Wood.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.